Hello, welcome. My name is Colleen Spiro, and welcome to my series on Advent with Mary. This is the first of a three-part series. This first one is called The Annunciation. These are three short reflections for you to listen to and pray with during this time of Advent. So let us begin with the Gospel reading for the Annunciation, which is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Advent. Advent is a time of preparation. It is a time to prepare a dwelling place for the Lord within our hearts and within our lives. As Mary received and nurtured Jesus, so are we called to welcome Jesus. We are called to welcome him and create a space for him within our everyday lives. Many times God enters our lives with a surprise visit. Sometimes the surprise is delightful, as when one finds a treasure. Other times the surprise is experienced as the end of our world. It feels as if our lives are turned upside down, and we know life will never be the same. The Annunciation was one of those moments in Mary's life, the surprise visit of the angel Gabriel, the moment that turned Mary's life upside down. Mary was a young Jewish girl. She trusted God and desired to obey his will. She said her prayers. She lived an ordinary life. And then along came an angel. Frederick Buchner wrote this about the Annunciation and the angel Gabriel. She struck the angel Gabriel as hardly old enough to have a child at all, let alone this child, but he'd been entrusted with a message to give her, and he gave it. He told her what the child was to be named and who he was to be, and something about the mystery that was to come upon her. "You must not be afraid, Mary," he said. As he said it, he only hoped she wouldn't notice that, beneath the great golden wings, he himself was trembling with fear, to think that the whole future of creation hung now on the answer of a young girl. C.S. Lewis wrote this about God's plan. "The whole thing narrows and narrows until at last it comes down to a little point, small as the point of a spear, a Jewish girl at her prayers." Rather awesome when you think about it. So Mary, this young girl, this ordinary Jewish girl, was visited by an angel. Not an ordinary event. And then she was asked to be the mother of God. God chooses for reasons known only to him. And when God chooses, grace follows. Grace is never earned. Grace is free gift, an unmerited and unexpected gift of God. Hail Mary, full of grace. So Mary says yes, a very important yes, a yes that has been talked about and written about for centuries, a yes that is all about obedience and trust. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Mary was not just some pretty picture on a Christmas card. She was a real person. She was afraid, and yet she risked everything to do what God asked of her. Mary trusted in God, and she took a leap of faith. Sometimes we too are called to take a leap of faith. It scares us. We're not sure of ourselves. We question if we are worthy. We forget about the grace part. A few years ago, God broke into my life in a surprising way. I was not sure of how to deal with it, and so I went to the chapel, and I prayed, and I prayed. The result of that prayer was an article that I've included in my ebook, Blueberry Muffins. The article is called Annunciation, and here's an excerpt of it. God has issued an invitation. God has broken into my life and turned it upside down, and now my insides are churning. God is calling me, and I just do not have the words to tell anyone. I turn to God, and I realize I do not even know what to say. So I sit silently, trying to get rid of the distractions that are muddling my mind. I sit in the chapel, and I wonder why this invitation has come to me, and I wonder if it's really God who has invited me. And the answer comes to me, seems so simple, and yet so profound. Do what Mary did. This thought feels like the answer to my prayer. It feels right. Do what Mary did. The Annunciation. Mary received her special invitation, and she said, yes. Yes, that seems easy enough. So I say yes. Yes, God, I accept your invitation. Then Mary said, let it be done to me according to your word. Thy will be done. So I say my favorite prayer that's also my scariest prayer. Into your hands I commend my spirit. I am yours, Lord. Do with me as you wish. Saying yes is easy. Giving up my will is harder. Total surrender of my control is not easy for me. But Mary did it. Do I want the special gift or not? Into your hands I commend my spirit. So can we do what Mary did? Can we believe and trust? Can we take that leap of faith? John Calvi wrote, when I took the leap, I had faith I would find a net. Instead, I learned I could fly. If we believe and trust in God, anything is possible. Whatever happened to Mary in these gospel stories happens to all of us who have faith. She heard the word of the Lord and she believed. The angel Gabriel tells Mary, nothing is impossible with God. In these weeks of Advent, as we prepare and await the celebration of the birth of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, we need to practice believing that. We need to practice believing that nothing is impossible with God, so that someday, when God surprises us, when our invitation comes out of the blue, we will, like Mary, be able to say, yes. Now I have three questions here that will be helpful to you, I hope, in your any reflection you want to do on this short talk. The first question is, if truly nothing is impossible with God, what area of your life or circumstance do you need to turn over to him, and what is keeping you from doing this? Number two, what does Mary's response to the angel tell you about Mary? Number three, how would you define grace? So my suggestion is you sit silently for a while and ponder what I said and read the gospel reading again, if you wish, Luke 1, 26 to 38. Ponder the questions and perhaps keep a little journal for Advent, whatever you'd like to do. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, when Angel Gabriel spoke to the Blessed Virgin Mary at Nazareth, he hailed her as one who was highly favored by you and chosen for your special work of redemption. She must have been filled with fear, awe, and joy as she accepted this great call. We are so grateful for her acceptance of your will. So we pray with joy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.